Simon and Hay, Sif Chaf Beis. Last Sif. L'hoi kevin l'haskir l'hashim minyan ki'im b'yam and the Rav. The minyan was to, which had been accepted to charge people the cost of bringing somebody to be mash, to complete the minyan, only was relevant for the Yom Roim. Ugur chain chaserim ki'im echad u'shnayim, this would apply if they're lacking one or two people. Elim kein min kavua, but mufursim ba'ir lochiv lahaskar fele b'chasern shlosha or abo. That's the assumption, unless there was a standing minig, not like that. That even if you needed to bring three or four in, which is a much more expense, spread over less people. If you need to bring three or four, so right. So that was the minig. So then you had a right to force people to pay. You could ask them, but you couldn't force them unless there was a minyan like that. Im yesh minyan, mi yesh here, kaifin liskar chazan. Furthermore, if there is a minyan in the town, so but you need somebody to lead the tefillahs, so the minyan is that you can force the members of the community to pay to bring in the chazan. Hago b'chem b'makam shein minyan tomid b'sekneses. Kevin says, "Zebeknosis shiboyu tomid minyan b'sekneses." She is batal hatomid. Where there is 10 people in town, but they don't always all show up, they can create, the community has authority to create some type of kanas for the people should come. Vayin the kamam is raised seven kufnon, im kaifin zeh, leave them space of kanasis, the halachos when you can force each other to commit to pay for the cost of building a shul, which you can do that too. We have the Ram Ayin. Ratzalar Im Yesh Shmoyna Oy Tisha Anoshim. If the minig again, if the minig is 8 or 9, Yechel Mlach of Echol the Chaver, so they can force everybody to contribute. Shall you shore poyli spell Bechidus, or that they shouldn't be stuck davening without a minion. Aber im Mime Han Ratzalar Lebokam Achas Yesh Bo Minion, and Yechel Mlach of Chlau. If this place has no minion. We spoke about before a case where there was a minion and the person's leaving. Here they didn't have a minion. He wants to go to a town which has a minion. He said, no, stay here and we'll pay for a minion and you'll pay for it. He said, I don't want to do that. I want to go somewhere else where there's a minion already. So that he's allowed to do.
Even if there were 8 or 9 and he'd have to, and then they'd have to bring 2 people in or something.
Right. Miyeshuir. If there is a minyan ready, so they can force each other to pay for a chazan. Fill in door beir rak shlosh arbo bali batim. Miyeshu have mashor simu malam di mamalas minyan. And the yeshuir might mean 3 or 4 households, which in that household there's the malam din teaching their children, the mashor sim, etc. So that adds up to 10. So then you can kaif a lot liskar chazan. Keshiyotzia mirei chavosim b'baruchu kedusha kegabna. Fila kolashana kaif a lot this, if they need somebody that would apply not only in Yom Leroy, but the whole year. So if there is 10 people but they're not always showing up, so they can create some type of a kanas system to force people to come to the shul and make sure there's a minyan. Shalyus batal atomid, that's the language that it means, which means that we shouldn't lose the regular minyan kavua. Kikem shiyesh minyan be'iram, chaleim chavis ha-mitzvah. Once there's a minyan, there's a responsibility to make sure that once there is enough people to make a minyan, there is a chiyuv to make a minyan. Bekilas katanas yesh lachuf habachur mahalaim dim sheyachul b'beis haknesses makam shein minyan tader. So even though there's a mila of davening where you learn, so the beis medrash apparently has, let's say, enough people to have a minyan. The main shul is having problems, so we can expect that they as part of the community need to join the main minyan, make sure the main minyan continues to exist. Because even though there's a milah of davening in the base of medrash where you learn, it's a milah, and that wouldn't be elamai what there's elements of, and it's not, you can't argue learning because it's mantar lechud and zman tefillah lechud. With dafka kilos gedolus oz yesh lalomdim leispala b'mokim lemudam, in large communities so they can stay where they are and daven on their own base medrash. There's a large community will have a minion, a proper minion of the main shul, which is not affected by the fact that the bacharim of the yeshiva will daven in their own separate minion. Amr Chazal, Shir Eliezer Bala Beis Knesset Avloy Moshe Shama Sora. So the Gemara says that Eliezer freed his Eved, which is from this financial loss. He had an Eved, and he freed him in order to be able to have the tenth person, to be able to have one time Kaddish Kedusha, right? It wasn't like there was a regular problem. So this time he came and there wasn't 10 people there. There was nobody else available. So he freed his Eved to be able to have Chapra in one time, Kaddish and Kedusha, etc. So if that's true, the Koshkin shall yisatzel on the Matircha Ba'alma, the Kabbitz Minyan, the Tvila. A person should not be lazy to not commit to able to help create the Minyan. Kabbalah, he means, Ha'ish, Shadirosa, Memokim, Kibbutz Kotten. The tremendous mitzvah in the case of you living in a small community, he takes the responsibility of making sure you're getting everybody there. So just the fact that you showed up in the first 10, you get schar of the tzibur. He facilitates the minion, so that's a tremendous schar. From a chazal, kol mazal, chazal, in chet bodo yo'al yodim. Tremendous schus, and it'll be a tremendous value to the person. Okay. Simon involved goes through the halachas of Kaddish. They're actually saying Kaddish. Now, we spoke about it before in the context of you need minion, etc. That, those points, and now with the actual saying of Kaddish. A person should have kavana, be focused when he answers Kaddish. It's a very, very chashuv thing. There shouldn't be an interruption between Yehesh Merab and Merach Lalam Alam Ha'am Yoshesh. Yehesh Merab and Mevorach, it shouldn't pause between Yehesh Merab and Mevorach. Hagos Hashri, B'Shem Rezerua, Kuzal the Pirish Arishan, Lo Yapsi Ben Shmei L'Rabu, Pirish Ri, Ein L'Bapsi Ben Rabu L'Mavorach. So the question is the phrase, Yehesh Shmei Rabu, his name should become Rabu, or his great name should become Mevorach. So we're saying he's accepting that second explanation. Let us say, B'Kolrom, a person should say, respond loudly. Lishala Roberts can have Lishmaya Kaddish, a person should run, if necessary, to be able to hear Kaddish. Hagobi Eshlam and Kishayim in the Kaddish, a person should stand when he's responding to Kaddish, we'll call Dabar Shem Kedusha, or anything, any time he's responding to Dabar Shem Kedusha, a person should stand. Misha Bola Besakness is Rishmei Akohol Oinin Kaddish, here's people responding to Kaddish, Heshmer Rabo, Oinin Mohem. He walked in without hearing the invitation of the Sheikh Sibur, the way the Shulchan Aruch breaks it down later on, the Aruch Hashulchan explains it nicely, is that any Dabar Shem Kedusha, any time you're saying a praise to Hashem, it's not nice to just jump into it. You want to sort of like present it with a request or an invitation. Let us say Nikadesh. Let us be Mekadesh Hashem's name. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I mean, because think about it. Start saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Like, let's do this. The Chazan says to the Sefer, Baruch Hu Hashem. You should be Baruch Hashem, and they answer Baruch Hashem. Just say Baruch Hashem. Like, what do you need Baruch Hu? Right? You need the Chaz. We have a Zimun by benching. Let's be mevorech, okay? So we in general, any type of things, they always present it. So by Kaddish also, the first paragraph is really known as being seen as a hazmona, an invitation by the shliach tzibur, by the person who's saying the Kaddish, to the kohol to answer Hishmei Rabbah. See, he didn't hear the invitation. He just walked in there saying Hishmei Rabbah. So he points out, even so, you still answer Hishmei Rabbah with that. He didn't hear the shliach tzibur iskado. Kam shliach tzibur yitarklam Hishmei Rabbah. The shatz is not excluded from saying Hishmei Rabbah. He's one of the tzibur also. He has to say it all as well. And there's a minig to say these tupsukim, which we don't have that minig. Some siddur still have it printed over there. Okay. Large amount of mitzvah. Let's see. The first one is about the importance of answering Kaddish. Person says Yeshmer Rabba with all of his koyach. Karen lo gzardinoi. So if there's a negative gzardin in Shemayim against him, he can break that. He can rip up that gzardin and get a new gzardin. Pirsho Rishonim. What does it mean with kol koyachoy? The Ratzalim with kol koyachoy means with kol kavanosoy. A Tosis says it means with total focus. And Rashi says it means b'chol kamanasoy, and b'chol ivorivent should be with the whole being of the person responding. Should be the whole person should be placed into what he's saying, not just his lips saying it, not really thinking about it. Person should listen to the imitation of the Shliach Tzibur of Yisgadel Yisgadesh through that whole paragraph, to be able to, when he's responding to what the person is saying. So you have to know what the main is about. B'main Shachar D'Amiron Ba'Omo, the same thing when it comes to the main after the paragraph of the D'Amiron Ba'Omo, you're saying a main on what? I don't know. I wasn't listening. I was talking. I was davening. I was spacing out. What are you saying amen to? Well, I was listening. I was listening to what he said. And amen, I say that is true. Obviously, a person should not be schmoozing, should not be talking during Kaddish or Kedusha. Kisab himself is Derech Eretz. Like we have a brisa, there was a collection of brises called and referred to as Masechtas Derech Eretz, and there it says the Rebbe Yechama Ashkechel Eliyo, Rebbe Chama met Eliyo Hanavi, Kam Alfi Gemal Him Tunim. He saw him carrying, leading. He saw him leading thousands of camels, which were loaded on their back with Afen Chema, anger from Hashem. The Shalom Le'elu, to pay to those who talk during Kaddish or Kedusha. We call Madar Be'elam because the person talks during Kaddish and Kedusha. Lava Kasawemer, Belausi Karosa Yaakov. You do not call to me, that I'm the one that to speak to. Christ do not recognize the one Hashem is the one to speak to, indicated by their actions of talking during Kaddish and Kedusha. Shabur brings a story. So Reuben and Shimon were both Chassidim. Chassidim over here, Sefer Chassidim is referring to 900 years ago. And there was a group of people in Germany called Chassidi Ashkenaz. They were very, very careful, very, very machmer. No shachar to the modern Chassidim, which came 600 years later. Anyway, so there was two Hasidim over there, two holy people. That one of them was Nifter, and the second one saw him. He came to him in a vision. And he saw that he had a green face, Amalai lama panecha marikas. Why do you have a green face? Amalai b'nisha yisi medaber v'shosha sheikh tzibur hayo armer v'yechulu v'rchaz maganobis v'yiskadel. I would schmooze during the Birchas main the paragraph of Vayikulu, Birchas main Shabbat Friday night, and during Kaddish. So for that, ended up in Shemayim with a green vase.
Was he a chassid?
He was a chassid.
Was it an isolated incident or was it a regular occurrence?
Doesn't say. This area was an area where he was weak. Sefer Matan Moshe Simon Tov Yud Aleph Hevi B'Shem Medrash. Shechacham echad nisrua le tamida b'chaloyim. Chacham came back to his Talmud in a dream. Ro'a Talmud shayu lo kesem b'mitzchay. He had a stain on his forehead. Amaloy b'nei ma eira l'chakein. Why did you have this stain on your forehead? Amaloy b'nei shalo ha'yisi nizr min l'dabar b'kashachazan ha'yomer kaddish. I wasn't careful not to speak when they're saying kaddish. I feel the heart, but the Torah is also b'shosha chazan umri kaddish. You can't even think of learning when the chazan is saying kaddish. Neshet tzorach l'chav and harba b'niyas a kaddish. You have to be totally focused when you're responding to kaddish. You have to therefore be listening to the words to be able to stay focused. In chilek ben kaddish al tanach, oy agoda, oy mishnayas. These halachos apply to any kaddish that we're saying. So the purpose of this sifkatan was to sort of like give you a little bit of a picture of how Chazal perceived the importance of Kaddish. Okay, sifkatan beis haKaddish, and the Mishnah is going to go through the various different fine points of the language of the Kaddish. So first thing is nusach haKaddish, Mishnah Paskins is yiskadel b'yiskadesh, not yiskadal b'yiskadash. Right. Mishnah Berurah Paskins that the correct nusach is Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Shur Osla Pia Mikra v'Yiskadilti v'Yiskadishti Ha'omer Yim Mechem Eskar Gomogag Shalos Yiskadel Shema Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisib HaYom Hu Yi Hashem Echad Shema Yechad. So the first point is that the nusach is the phrase of Yiskadil to Yiskadishti. We are Madalas the Yiskadil, Yiskadesh, Bitseira, Kihu, Ivri, Willotargum. It would be written with a pat that would be indicate it was Aramaic. It's written with a Tseira, that indicates that it's Lashon HaKodesh. Okay. Veloy Bishne Shvoyen, Kilo, Hatzov, Agimel, Bishvo.
We want it in Lashon
HaKodesh,
or we want the first two words in.
Not the first two words, based on the sentence, based on the pasuk of Yiskadilti Yiskadishti, which is the pasuk in Yechezkel, which is Lashon HaKodesh. So you want, so even though the rest of it is Aramaic, that's his point. So that these two words are based on the pasuk, so they should be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, it should be Yiskadil.
And how is the Tzeri connected to these two words?
The binyan of Hispoel would be Yiskadil. Right, it's a binyan hispoel. So hiskadilti, hiskadishti, is going to be the lashon to say that lashon of osid and hispoel, lashon nister osid and hispoel is going to be yiskadel. Excuse me. Now, so it's yiskadel, hiskadesh. So, v'loy b'shnei shvoyin kilo atov at gimel b'shvo. It shouldn't be that under the gimel, it should be a patach and not a shvo. El gimel b'patach. V'yad yish a gimel yiskadel yisgadel. Well, the shama yiskadel. It shouldn't sound like a kuf sound, which is lashon arif, which means you're turning your back to Hashem. Turning your neck to it, your back of your neck. Targum Arab is kadal. Well, yadik b'yosar beis the yisporach. You shouldn't stress the beis too much. I'm not sure what the issue with that is. V'yachtuk heite v'heide v'yis halol. Otherwise, it might sound like yis halol. Would you be lacking the hay sound? So you should make sure that yis halol. Divra is shtei tevas. Say that's two different words. Ara tevas kiruse yafsik sas. Bama divra kiruse. So you pause for a moment over there, slightly. Tevas elu koya lamala al yiskadel. So yiskadel, yiskadesh, shmer abo, bama divra kiruse. In the world that he created as he saw fit. Or the Kirusei is going back, the Hashem's name should be Yiskadel Biskadesh, like he so desires. So the Nafkinatin, whether those two Pshatim might have told you, whether it's going back on the way as he saw fit to create the world, or Yiskadel Biskadesh Shmer Haba, Ba'omal Divra Kirusei. The Russian's name should be increased, etc., in the world that he created, as he so desired. So then it would be with there would be a dogish in the chaf, because it would not be a continuation of Boma Divra. So he's saying, if he's putting it with Chirusei, so we understand that it means like in the world that he created it as he desired. It's modifying the world, not the Gidol and the Miskadel and the Miskadesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gro actually holds you say it with a kaf, with a dogesh in the kaf, because he says it's going back on the first four words. Okay, bizman kariv himnu amein nochem shiur mashlich tzibur babasachas will yafsik b'neim. You don't want the chazan drawing out himnu amein too long. Kinoigon shena kol oimin amein al shiur mashlich tzibur amein. So he draw it out too long, the Shiach Tzibur doesn't start answering Amen until he finishes saying his Amen. And you do not want it to be too much of a gap to the Amen and to what the paragraph said. Thank you very much. I didn't say Amen, but I'm losing my paragraph if I extend it for too long. And therefore, Mishiach Tzibur Marach and Argim and Nigun shall be Imru Amen. If he's stretching out that phrase Imru Amen for too long, you basically don't wait for him. You say Amen back on the paragraph before he finishes his rendition.
Does he need to be on Amen, or can he even be still holding an Amru?
Either one. You're answering Amen. To the paragraph, which basically ends, Bizman Kariv, Bagalo Bizman Kariv, right? The person's name should be Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, Shemir Abba, Bamadi Rachi, Rosemi Nichol Chosei. It should happen speedily in our days. Amen. You're not asking Amen to be Romain, you're asking Amen to the paragraph. Keshano Amen Yeshir Rabba. Yafsik Sas Bein Amen Liheshmer Rabba, because Amen really stands on its own, and the Heshmer Rabba is a separate tefillah, so it should not be one. There should be a pause between those two words, Amen and Heshmer Rabba. B'chia Gavna Bein Amen L'Moedim by Moedim Chazar Sashat. It should also be Amen is going back on the previous bracha, and then you're saying Moedim. Kitevus Amen Koyania Al Hashatz. Amen is going on what's said before. Heshmer Abba, whom I remember from the Heshmer Abba is its own freestanding sentence. Heshmer Abba is who Turgim shall Yeheshmoya Gadol Mavaroch Lolom Olome Olomim. It would be the translation of that phrase. Shmei is Bali Yud. It's written without a Yud. Gam Bali Mapike. According to the Taz, there's no Mapik in the Hay of Shmei. He disagrees and says you should put a mapik in the hay. Mevorach becomes tachas hapeis, patach tachas areish. So there's a comma and there's a patach. Lo alam becomes tachas ayin. Olomei bevov. You add a vov over there. Tzarchashatz gam ken lomer belachas sheshmei rabba. He should say it with the tzibur also. But when you remember a palm amen, it doesn't start from the phrase amen, because he already said it. He doesn't answer amen to his own sentence, but rather, and then I'll say yisporach out loud that Tzibur can hear him. He has no need to heshmer rabba loud because the tzibur should be able to hear, but they're saying it themselves. V'yesh b'shemana l'shonis shel shevach. Yisparach v'yishtabach v'yispar v'yishamah v'yisnaseh v'yisador v'yishaleh v'yishalol. So that's, you have eight l'shonis of shevach. Keneged shiva ha'rikiyim. Rikiyah shal gabi roshei achayis. So there's seven heavens. The Bresham should be lifted up and exalted above all of those. Plus there's another rikiyah al gabi roshei achayis, whatever that means. And you, in the beginning of the first paragraph, you also said Lashonos of Shevach, Hashem's name should be praised. That's a total of 10. Can I get a Seres Adibris? Mean call Birchasa Shalosh Tevis. It's three different words. Yom LeRoyim Shakayim Shakayim HaKadeshim. Leilo Leilo and Lomer Rak Me Call Birchasa Kadesh Lo Yehi Besachal Kol. So he didn't mention this before, but there's an idea of having it should be 28 words. So Yigdal should be of the Koyach of Hashem, so that's Chof Tez, should be 28 words. So if we add an extra Le'elo, we have to take out a word correspondingly. So we take out Min Kol, two words into one word, Mikol. President Shanat Mimasik. Between Yehoshua Rabba and the Mubarak. So to Mr. Bura, I'm the Prima Godim, Mr. Shekel, the Hadashal Yafsik, Mishtika, Beneim. I will ain't talk learner, Beneshima Achas. There shouldn't be a long pause between the different sentences. But you don't have to say it in one breath.
This is for the answerers, or for the
this is for the answerers of who's saying Mivarach. Mm-hmm. If they say Mivarach, and if not, for the Chazan. The Mivarach, I'm going to run the Devorah began between Yehoshmei the Rabba and Lahafsik. Similar between Yehoshmei and Rabba, you can't interrupt. You say but call Rama, Shai Zeh Misara Hakavana. Person should say it loud. This way, it helps them focus. Vayde call Zeh Mispatan Zeh is cautious, and also we call out the Kadosh Baruch Hu with our intensely. That's Mavatal the Xeris against Klaiso. Kamakam lo yitin kerlus gedalus. They shouldn't be screaming to the point she said to Allah b'nei Adam v'yirgum lehem chait. That people will think it's like strange and therefore they start laughing and making fun of him, and that's going to cause. So he was the source of a mixture to people by doing that. So we don't ask you to do that. Okay, it's a mitzvah to. The person should run in order to hear Kaddish. Yishmar Kaddish. Shani is a man Yishmar Abba, whom mitzvah could have a moid. Yishmar Abba is a very, very important mitzvah. For example, Amen Yishmar Abba, all of Tvei Mikdusha Umoidim. If you have a choice between going to two shuls, in one shul you can catch Yishmar Abba, one shul you'll catch Kedusha, and you can't stick around to get Kaddish later on. So you're trusting Kedusha and Kaddish, we give precedence to Kaddish. Kaddish is more important than Kedusha. Now, obviously, if you can go to a shul, but you'll get Kedusha and then stay for Kaddish, you get both, obviously, you know, why not? But the point is, if you're down to a choice between one or the other, Kaddish is more, is Adif. Let's say you have the following conflict. There's two minyanim going on you're by the Kaisel, you know, there's a lot of different minyanim going on. And one minyan is by Kedusha, one minyan is by Kaddish. You can either answer Kadosh, 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 or Yeshmei Rabba Barach. You can't answer both. I don't have time to answer both. So you say Yeshmei Rabba. But if you have two shuls, one is already right at the Kaddish after davening, after Shemoneh Esrei. The second one is just getting to Kedusha. You should go to the shul which has Kedusha. Assuming you can stick around, you'll end up with Kedusha and Kaddish. Also, Lahavsik b'emsak Yeshmir Abba kishashemei kedusha. You can't interrupt the phrase of Yeshmir Abba to answer kedusha. Well, the hepech, if he already started saying kedusha, say kadosh, do you interrupt Yeshmir Abba tzarchi? And that he leaves as a question whether you interrupt or not. The Moshe Dershow points out that later on he passes that once you started saying Kedusha, you do not interrupt it to answer Kaddish. So this is based on the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas presents the following. The Gemara contemplates the possibility that a person should interrupt Shon Esrei to answer Kedusha. Right? And the Gemara comes out that we don't do that. We don't interrupt Shon Esrei to answer Kedusha. The Gemara says, okay, but what about answering Heshver Rabba? So the Rishonim point out, from the flow of the Gemara, it indicates that the Gemara, listen, I understand Kedusha you don't answer. You don't interrupt Shon Esrei for Kedusha. But Kaddish, which is more chomer, right? Maybe, yeah. The Gemara says, even the Gemara brings one of the Gemara says, yes, you actually interrupt Shon Esrei to answer Kaddish. The Gemara says, we don't do that. But even from the Gemara says, we don't do that. But from the flow of the Gemara, it indicates that the Gemara assume that the Heshver Rabba of Kaddish is on a higher level and than Kedusha. Kedusha does not even, you don't interrupt. And Kaddish, it's possible that you even do, the Gemara is contemplating that you do interrupt. So it's indicated to the Gemara. So in the general rule, something which is Kaddish b'yoyser is Chor b'yoyser according to the Ramban. That's why I've very rarely seen people standing in the hallway during Kedusha shmuzing. I can't say the same about Kaddish. I very rarely saw people standing in the shul in the middle of Kedusha shmuzing.
Have you said what? The more Kaddish it is, the more...
The Ramban wrote a letter when he came there to Sicily. He said the more holy the place was, the more desolate it was, the more destroyed it was. Call it Kaddish b'yoser, Chorav b'yoser, Churban, Lashon Choruv.
Physically?
Well, he was talking physically, yeah, but you know. Okay. Yesh Lama, the person should say, stands when you answer Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. So Mishnah Berurah says, Ad Acha Sheyisayim Amen Yeshmir Abba. So that standing really applies till for the phrase Yeshmir Abba. Yesh Aymerim Sheyesh Lama Ad Amen Shalachar Yisburach Vimru Amen. Some say that you should continue standing through the paragraph of Yisburach Vishtabach till the end of that paragraph. Shimon talks about another place, and he says, Julie, you should start standing right away from the beginning of Yisgadel. I'm not seeing it over here right now. Okay. This applies, you should stand Rechol Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. V'yesharman Ein Tzarach Lamed, however, some disagree. Hence, you have the minhag of some people who do not stand. And they disagree, you do not need to stand. Ela shekol kaddish tfosay mo'omid k'gan l'achar halo lo yeshev achiyana. If you're already standing for the tefillah which precedes it, it's improper to sit down for the kaddish. That's like pretty insulting, right? So if you're standing, you continue standing. So you can't sit down, achiyana amin yeshver rabba.
Sitting, and then you can sit down after you
answer. And then you can sit down at that point. Okay. The Shabur passenger should be Machmer to stand like the Machmerim. And we could derive this based on the Kabbal Chomer. The Morris talks about that Eglon Melech Moyev. Shayanachri, so they were abusing Klal Yisrael, and my mind's blanking right now. One of the Shaiptim came to and killed him, and was able to wrest control of Eretz Yisrael away from the Melech Moyev. But when he entered, he said, I have a message from Hashem for you. So Eglon stood up. And because of that, he was Zoycha, his descendants, he had descended Rus, became part of Klal Yisrael. So that's a pretty good source, right? For standing up for the Dvar Hashem. Kol Shken Anachtu, Amma is obviously we, which are the Amma of Hashem, should stand up for Kaddish. Okay. Kavanas Yisrael, this is a common approach.
Shariz al Hoya Noy Bukhala Kadesh and Shlakar Mido the Shachas Minchabarbish Hoya Nisha Amid.
the Kadeshim, which were after the Tefillah, he would stand. I think it's referring to the Baruch at the end. They would say Baruch at the end, they would say Kaddish before that. So in that situation, you should stand for that. If you walk into a shul and they're saying Yeshua Rabbi, you should respond with them, even though you do not hear the imitation of the Shliach Tzibur. You walked in all the way at the end, so you'll still say the whole paragraph of Yeshua Rabbi, the whole phrase of Yeshua Rabbi Mevorach. They're already at Mevorach. That's what you'll say, the phrase of Yeshua Rabbi. However, you cannot say Amen. The main koyal Yiskadel, the Sheikh Tzibur, and that he didn't hear. But Yeshua Rabbi is its own freestanding phrase that you can say. If you came in before they finished, you can respond, even though you didn't hear the full hachmana. You just walked in and they're saying Baruch. You didn't hear the Kadesh, Shimcha, Boilom, because you didn't hear any of that. You can answer with them. To us, that sounds like obvious, because we do that, right? Now, in Bo Be'es Sharoiva Tzibur Armor Amen Yeshua Rabba, then you can answer Amen also. If the most of the Tzibur is still saying it, you can answer Amen. But that's only a man has to be responding to something, so you have to stop and think what the chazan had said. You didn't hear it, you have to think about what he had said that everybody's saying amen to. He has to be able to understand what he's referring to. Then it says, Kishamaskal. To say Kaddish, they would say the phrase, Al Tayyidun Lo Karach Hashem, and Zchorach Amecha. Klemmer Kaddim, she asked, which we actually say it right before, for the people who say it. The Rosh Hashanah, Shemar Achaz, and Yizkadel, Tzarech Lishmar Abelishtoik, Kamavur Bereishim, and Kufav Hei. You're not supposed to talk during the paragraph of Yizkadel, because it's like, you know, imagine during the paragraph of the Kaddish. So he's saying, Rabbi say, let's go and praise Hashem. Oh, Yango, how are you doing? I'm talking to you, and I'm saying, let's go praise Hashem. So you shouldn't be talking, you shouldn't be davening, you shouldn't do anything else. I'm talking to you, and I'm saying, let's do this. So that's what it says over there in Shulchan. You can't talk. So the same thing, as much as we understand that the first paragraph really is the invitation to say, Yesh Merabba, you shouldn't be talking during that point in time. So you can't say this psukim at that point in time either. And then you would say Amen. What are you saying Amen to? You have to listen. He said that adding these psukim over here was not al pi kabbalah properly. The place where I've seen the minhag brought down. Sardim say it, right? Yidun l'kach Hashem, kasher dibarta. Gabe? Gabriel? The Yidun l'kach Hashem, they say, but before Kaddish, they say different pasuk.
Which one?
Yidun l'kach, vata Yidun l'kach Hashem, kasher dibarta. No, they say something else.
Before which one?
Before Kaddish, let's say, after Chazar Shashad. They say two psukim and then they start Kaddish over there. But if you look at the Siddur of the Yekas, they say it, but they say it before the Kaddish Tiskabel. That's where they say it. Get told it here.